Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The pending Amazon warehouse in Wichita may be a bigger project. Talk about that coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it is time for three big things. A mobile home fire in northwest Wichita yesterday. A family of five made it out safely.
Two.
President Trump bypassing Congress, taking executive action after coronavirus talks in Congress stalled.
One.
The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. now more than 5 million. That's just 17 days after we reached 4 million in COVID-19 cases. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic over the weekend, we didn't have whole lot of change in the gasoline prices out there. Looks like a little bit of a downward look. The gasoline price average, about $1.95 a gallon, still several places higher than that. Lowest price I've seen out there this morning, Lincoln and Hydraulic, I spotted $1.91 a gallon there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday. We're looking at a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms all the way through tomorrow. And it's hot. High today, 98. Overnight low tonight down to 70. And then not as hot tomorrow, but we're still in the 90s. High of 92 on Tuesday. Currently in Wichita, we have some scattered light rain in the area. It is 75 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 98. It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Comedian Tom Dreesen, who spent 13 years opening for Frank Sinatra, is out with a new book, Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra. And he talks with Fox's Gary Baumgarten about Sinatra as a man, not the performer.
Dreesen says Sinatra always treated everyone well. For example, in addition to bringing famous and important people backstage,
I also took people from my neighbor, a bartender, a guy who drove a bread truck. And Frank was, he never refused any of my guests, and he treated everybody good, but he treated, if you will, the little guy a little more special. He would say, you drive a bread truck. Now, do you have the Italian bread? What kind of bread? He would make that little guy walk out of there feeling like he was on top of the world.
Dreesen says he was asked to open for Sinatra for just 1 week. That week stretched into nearly 14 years. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Unhealthy aspects of fast food might not be limited to the actual burger and fries.
Toxic chemicals may be coating wrappers and containers used at popular fast food restaurants. A report out by environmental advocacy groups Toxic Free Future and Mind the Store finds toxic levels of PFAS substances found in the packaging. Researchers finding the chemicals in the Burger King Whopper and McDonald's Big Mac wrappers, as well as other items. McDonald's saying in a statement, we know there's much progress to be made across the industry, and we are exploring opportunities with our supplier partners to go further. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Oh, great. It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Yeah, just add it to the pile.
Exactly. Let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The developers who built Amazon's future distribution warehouse quickly following up with a second speculative warehouse right next door. Webb Industrial will ask the Wichita City Council for up to $7.6 million in industrial revenue bonds. The warehouse will be 113,000 square feet near 40th North and Webb Road. Assistant City Manager Scott Rigby says the new warehouse will be a sister building to the Amazon warehouse, and the City Council will take up that issue tomorrow. A Wichita wealth management firm is the first in the area to launch exchange-traded funds on Wall Street. Back in May, Six Meridian became the first in Wichita to start offering the ETFs. In the 3 months since the launch, the funds have gathered about $400 million in assets. Six Meridian CEO and founder, Mark Margaret Deschamps says it was a big investment for her firm, but one that has paid off. And Airbus reports that commercial aircraft deliveries were up 36% last month compared to June. However, industry data indicates many of those new planes have been parked by the buyers as the pandemic continues to hit the air travel industry. The company reported delivering 49 aircraft last month, up from 36 in June. Airbus now has 245 deliveries during this year here in 2020. It is, and that's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, 753 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we'll have another local business update from the Business Journal coming up 1 hour from now. With the pandemic making birthing more stressful than usual, an average conventional delivery of a baby costs more than $10,000. And the personal finance website Wallet Hub today has released its report, 2020 Best and Worst States to Have a Baby. Most ideal places in the U.S. for parents and their newborns. 32 key measures as part of this list, which most of these lists are phony baloney stuff, but you know, yeah, it's something. All right, here are the best states to have a... And Kansas doesn't figure in the top five or the bottom five in any of these categories.
So, no, it does not.
So we're just kind of looking at this. Best states to have a baby. The top five, going from five on up. Rhode Island, North Dakota, Vermont, Minnesota... And number one, Massachusetts, best state to have a baby. The bottom five, the worst states to have your baby, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama.
Well,
do you see a common trend there?
I see the trend.
And the three states right above them are Arkansas, Florida, and North Carolina.
Yeah, there's a bit of a north-south bias here, looks like.
The next state above them is Oklahoma, which made the bottom 10.
All right.
Our neighbor to the south, Oklahoma.
Yes. Ew. Well, Kansas on the list, they put us right around number 33.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
Yeah, they put us in the middle. I still think on these Wallet Hub lists that they always come out with, I think they put Kansas in the middle just when they don't bother to come out here and check the numbers or talk to anybody. They just put us in the middle and say, nobody will notice.
And most of the time it's right. Mississippi has the lowest average annual cost for early child care, nearly four times lower than the District of Columbia, which has the highest. Alaska has the lowest share of childbirths with low birth weight, more than two times lower than Mississippi, which has the highest. District of Columbia has the most obstetricians and gynecologists per capita, 13 times more than Louisiana has, which has the fewest. And Massachusetts has the highest parental leave policy score, while nine states tie for the lowest with just almost nothing in that category. There you go. That's why Massachusetts probably ended up number one.
Yeah.
Parental leave policy score.
I see.
You can easily get parental leave if you live in Massachusetts. However, good luck finding a gynecologist or an obstetrician in Louisiana. I guess that's my takeaway on that. It is. The best and worst states to have a baby.
I was looking at that north versus south thing, and the first one on there that I would call south would be Utah at number 17, but that's not really the South, that's just kind of the southern part of the United States. So I kept looking and kept looking. Virginia comes in at number 27. So, yeah, there does seem to be a little bit of a bias.
Certainly there was a tenor to that poll. It is 7:56 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A big 8 o'clock hour is on the way. Business, sports, weather. Our live interview with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp in about 15 minutes. Entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Yeah.
So we've got a massive 8 o'clock hour on the way and tons of news information as well. Do not miss a second of it. KNSS News Time, 7:56.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.